This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Define zero tolerance. You said there's now a zero tolerance.
Yes.
John Conyers, what does that mean for him right now?
Let's say
in or out.
We are strengthened by due process. Mm-hmm. Just because someone is accused. And was it one accusation? Is it two? I think there has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country. He's done a great deal to protect women, Violence Against Women Act, which the left wing, right wing is now quoting me as praising him for his work on that, and he did great work on that. But the fact is, as John reviews his case, which he knows, which I don't, I believe he will that he will do the right thing.
And is the right thing what? Resign?
He will do the right thing in terms of what he knows about his situation, that he's entitled to due process, but women are entitled to due process as well.
Nancy Pelosi creating a bit of a stir over the weekend, and we'll talk a little bit more about this particularly with Megan Barth when she comes on in a few minutes. You know, Scott, a little bizarre with Nancy Pelosi. She's so caught in the middle. And, of course, this really messes up the position for the Democrats because they want to be all over Judge Roy Moore, lest we forget about what's happening with Roy Moore and accusations there and saying, well, due process is required. Well, if it's there, then why not somewhere else? And, of course, the situation with John Conyers, it's sad. And, again, it brings up the argument of people being in Congress way too long.
Well, it's not just Conyers right now, and it's not just Moore right now. You've got Franken. There's at least one more person that taxpayer money has been used to pay out for their sexual.
Well, you got close to 200 incidences, right?
Yeah.
At last count, whoever's counting that kind of stuff.
Yep, but there's another big payout out there that we don't know who it was yet, I don't know. The issue I have with this is, sure, you can say things like zero tolerance and all this stuff, but really all they're doing, and this is both sides right now, all they're doing is saying, well, no, that guy, I agree with that guy. I agree with that guy.
Yeah, right.
So, no, well, you got to wait, due process on this one. But, hey, come on, you know. And it's both sides right now because there's a lot of Republicans that are like, hey, you know, Franken should really step down. I mean, this is what, he's got three allegations now against him. You know, Conyers has two. We've got a
definitive payout though with Conyers.
And that's the big thing, a payout to an intern on his staff. And that's where the big problem comes in. And when she goes, you know, she hid behind that. Well, I don't know all the details on that. Well, who okayed the payout?
Mm-hmm.
Who okayed the payout? And okayed the payout, how do you not know all the? And her you know, due process thing. Well, what kind of line of bull are you feeding me right now? Because obviously, if you did this all and kept it behind closed doors, you completely went around the due process.
Well, she almost sounded a little bit like Hillary Clinton there for a minute because she goes, well, do you even know what happened? Do we even know this woman? I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. I got to imagine the leadership and those, you know, in the back room are just going, oh, no, she didn't say that, did she?
Well, I'm it's for this reason. He did it. He sexually assaulted a intern on his staff. So
yes.
if you're going down that road, who are you hiring?
Yes, exactly.
Who are your hiring practices?
Oh, you don't even want to go there. I mean, unfortunately, the mind goes to things that, you know, a former Bill Clinton advisor had to say, and you don't even want to go there with that situation. It's really sad because the problem is deeper than this, and I'm not sure the country or even the perpetrators are willing to do what needs to be done. If they do, hey, we could have some dramatic changes for the good for all concerned if that would happen. Megan Barth, coming up in a moment. We're going to talk Sunday talk shows and more about Conyers and sexual harassment. It's the order of the day.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, as promised. She's here with us. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good Thanksgiving. Fun was had by all. Family enjoyed themselves. It was safe. No food fights?
No food fights. I'm happy if I don't see a turkey or any family member again for another year.
It's okay. The obligatory connection, people. Right? How many?
22 people. 22. Lots, wow. Lots to prepare for. Yeah. But always a good time.
So a big turkey, huh?
Big turkey. Absolutely. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. We were with a bunch of Cubans, and they're really fun, except they don't know pumpkin pie. They just,
oh, no.
I go, what happened? Where's the pumpkin pie? You know, it's okay. It wasn't important, but you had everything else that you wanted to have. I mean, we had deep fried turkey. We had roasted turkey. I mean, there was plenty of turkey to knock out the entire crowd, you know, within 90 minutes. You know, the tryptophan hit. I was ready for a nap, you know, so it was good fun. And, of course, today we got Cyber Monday. The digits are being dialed left and right with all the big offerings. I mean, another record week, which has really typified the economy under President Trump. Double-digit increases for Black Friday, Saturday, Small Business Saturday. People out there, half of the country saying, yeah, I want to support small business. It's a good thing, you know, what's happening economically and what will happen today on Cyber Monday across this country, Megan.
Yeah, another great week, and I think all of the retailers really beat expectations, and this really kind of is a testament to how we look. Perhaps, like, let's look at the stock market and the consumer confidence index, which is really driving the optimism behind businesses and behind the stock market. So we have the consumer confidence index, but we also have, great Black Fridays. We're expecting record-breaking Cyber Monday. And this confidence is also going to stimulate the economy through the spending dollars. Retailers are expecting record-breaking sales this season. And there's a reason for it. And the reason is that we have a new president and we've actually achieved 3% GDP, which means that people are working again. The unemployment numbers are the lowest they've been in over a decade. And so people are going back to work. And when they go back to work, they like to spend the money that they make in the economy. Right. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Well, you know, Megan, I know some of this sounds like bashing of Barack Obama. And maybe it is, to call it for what it is, because, I mean, the empirical evidence is so sound on this whole situation. People, they haven't been winning in so long, they're not even sure what winning looks like. And even though they're winning, they're kind of like, okay, this is good. You know, I mean, it's almost like they're tiptoeing going in the end zone, having made another touchdown, and they're not sure what to do about this because they were used to losing and accepting mediocrity for so long. I mean, I know sometimes during the Obama administration, there might be little spikes that would happen, but it was more therapeutic. It was like they were so depressed. They said, I just got to go out and spend money and get myself out of this depression. It wasn't necessarily a smooth, positive uptick moment of people saying, hey, this feels good. And, oh, my goodness, I spent money and I still have money in the bank. I guess that's a good thing, right?
Well, that's always a good thing when people have more money in their pocket instead of sending that money to the black hole swamp called the government, and then the government never makes it down, back down to the people that really need it. And so that's why these tax cuts are so important. We haven't had tax reform in nearly three decades, and this stimulation that this tax reform will provide specifically for the middle class, small businesses, and big businesses are exactly what we need to see perhaps beyond 3% GDP. When we look at the corporate tax rate, that's going to be a huge boom for the middle class. How? Because businesses are going to be hiring and expanding and investing in corporations here instead of taking their dollars abroad and building factories abroad. And so with these types of positive economic mechanisms on the horizon, whether that's tax reform or even perhaps they're talking about repealing Obamacare, that type of confidence is a boost to consumers, and we see this. Like I said, they are expecting great things under this administration if just the moderate Republicans would get out of the way of this administration and let Donald Trump fulfill his promises through his agenda that he made to the 63 million people that put him into office.
Well, even Alan Dershowitz said this morning that when are we going to get the partisanship out of the way? And, even Democrats should be on board for this, Megan, because this is a good thing for the American people, as we're talking about. This isn't a partisan deal. I mean, tax reform, putting money back into people's pockets. This is a growth. I mean, we have a president who has a vision for growth, and he's doing it with his arms, and his hands tied behind his back here right now. And even with that, we're hitting 3% GDP in the first year, which they said maybe by the end of his term, he might be able to see 3% GDP. And that was reluctant. I mean, the CBO and other, political pundits were chipping their teeth over the concept because they were convinced that Barack Obama had established the new normal of, 1.8% GDP? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, right. And the Democrats don't want to grow the economy. They want to grow government. So tax cuts won't grow government as much as they would like to. They want the dependency on government. They want to expand the dependency on government because that is how they keep their control. I mean, you look at where Democrats have controlled the inner cities, any inner city, whether that be Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis, Oakland, the list goes on and on. And where you find the greatest amount of people in poverty, the greatest amount of people on government welfare. And speaking of welfare, I saw a headline and read the article, and maybe you missed it, but it was a drudge that Donald Trump wants to make welfare great again, like Bill Clinton, meaning
yes.
that he wants to reform welfare, which is
right.
exactly what needs to happen, much like Bill Clinton did. But this party, this Democrat Party, is not even the party of Clinton anymore, where you actually had less partisanship and Bill Clinton working with Republicans on welfare reform. You aren't going to see that in today's Democrat Party.
Well, Bill Clinton had the idea, and he knew after the midterm elections that the era of big government was over. He made that announcement to his party, and it took him a couple of months to reconnoiter, get his wits about him, and realize that he needed to go along with Newt Gingrich and the Republican Congress, and look what happened. Newt Gingrich and that Republican Congress gave him a legacy that, in spite of all the bad things that Bill Clinton has become known for, he's still appreciated for, an economy that revived under the influence of Newt Gingrich and company.
Well, right. And then thank God Al Gore invented the Internet, which was
yes.
the technology boom.
yeah. Which dot came and gone, We remember how that money came fast and went about as fast as it came in. Megan Barth is with us. We're talking more about tax reform. And, you know, what happened on the Sunday talk shows as we review, boy, a lot of course, sexual harassment issues. I know I hear from everybody, Megan, that they go, gosh, every day I wake up and I go, okay, who's next? Who else are we going to find out about? And it's not just all about Hollywood. Harvey Weinstein's probably glad that some of the shine is taken off of him and focusing more on the East Coast these days. This is Bill Martinez. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, they live here, and we are fighting the good fight, and thank you for joining the team, because we're going to get this country back on track. It requires all hands on deck. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, Megan Barth with us, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, of course, over the weekend, lots of conversation, endless conversation about the sexual harassment. It's just never ending. I mean, you know, we've got more discovery on Al Franken. John Conyers, 88 years old. I mean, at 88 years old, I, how much sexual harassment is left in you?
Well, in John Conyers' case, quite a bit. who shows up to meetings in their underwear, John?
Yeah,
Conyers.
Exactly. And his pajamas and stuff like that. What is going on?
Yeah, but according to Nancy Pelosi, he's an icon. And according to Nancy Pelosi, not all accusers need to be believed, which is complete about face than what Hillary Clinton was telling us and other Democrats, especially when it came to Roy Moore. So I guess only certain women are to be believed and others aren't. And also John Conyers needs due process. I was like, well, thank you, Nancy. Thank you for actually citing the Fourth Amendment in the Constitution
right.
that provides due process. So what's good for them is not good for everybody else. And this is the problem that we have with Washington, D.C., is that the politicians have a separate set of rules, a separate set of laws than we are supposed to follow. And when you have 260-plus cases that Congress has settled with taxpayer money to the tune of $17 million to silence the victims of the 260 cases, does this tell us that there are 260 separate cases against separate congressmen? We don't know, and that's the problem. We will never know. This ethics committee that is supposed to somehow pass judgment and investigate the perverts in politics like Al Franken and John Conyers, we don't even know if there's perverts on the ethics committee. Have any of these members used taxpayer dollars to silence their victims? How about how many more victims were silenced with this hush money, this taxpayer hush money, by Al Franken? We will never know. There is a pattern of behavior that has been established with Al Franken that goes back decades, whether it's his misogynistic rape comedy that he was using against Leslie Stahl or his affinity for grabbing women's bottoms along the campaign trail, or whether it was John Conyers, with multiple women coming forward, I think it's up to four now, that have come forward and accused him of sexual harassment. He even has a taxpayer settlement. But this is a pattern of behavior that cannot be overlooked, unlike Judge Roy Moore, who everybody wanted to crucify when the accusations were coming out. There were no talks about due process, but there was certainly not a pattern, because over the 40 years, there wasn't a pattern. There was no sexual harassment allegations or settlements in 40 years.
Yeah, this thing is, clearly here we are, weeks away for Judge Moore, and we throw out the sex card. And this is real crazy, the way this is happening, because now, going forward, Megan, is this, along with, the race card, now we have the sex card that's going to be thrown out, because our society doesn't know how to deal with this. I mean, it's absolutely in shock. It's almost like, except for Alabama, the rest of the country, if you hear these pundits talk, we need to be defibrillated. I mean, our hearts are skipping a beat here over this craziness.
Well, and the reason we don't need to handle this, and I've always contested this for years, is that Bill Clinton set the standard of depravity on a national level. He was not impeached for sexually harassing women. He was impeached for lying about sexually harassing women. And he was protected. He was protected by his wife, and he was protected by the press, and he was protected by feminists and other men. And so generations of young women, like myself, witnessed the further abuse that Bill Clinton's victims took at the hands of Hillary Clinton and the other feminists that remained silent or ganged up upon them. And so I thought, wow, is this what happens when you accuse a powerful man of sexual harassment in the workplace? Count me out.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't want to be victimized twice. But when you elevate depravity and when you protect depravity, you're going to get more depravity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it's rewarded, and in this case, it's rewarded. You know, you get that what you reward for, and in a sense, in a perverted sort of way, it was rewarded. And even still, you know, it's like, how many millions of dollars did he cost the taxpayers over this, over his lying and over his depravity? And not only that, and I've maintained, Megan, that this is one for sociologists down the road to talk about, is that I still maintain that Bill Clinton ignited a sexual revolution that's kind of been operating behind the screen. Nobody's really talking about it, but in some churches, in fact, there was quite a definitive book, even in churches, young kids, and this is what really stopped me in my tracks, Megan, was that, young girls, and I think of their parents, their fathers, what they must have thought about their girls and how they define sex. And it even carries forth to this day, how this whole situation with Bill Clinton and what happened in the White House redefined sex for that generation. It's unbelievable and unconscionable. So it's like, okay, all this is coming to light right now. So what are we going to do about it? Are we really sincere about fixing this problem? Is the country ready to have this cancer wide open and cleaned out? I mean, this really comes down to a decision of the inner soul of humanity here in this country.
Well, it does. And look at what happened to Harvey Weinstein. He was stripped of his keys, you know, basically potentially losing much of everything that he has. He's been stripped from the Academy. And then compare that to Al Franken, or compare that to John Conyers, or compare that to Bill Clinton. They are protected because they're politicians. And so there is a rot that still exists within the society. And if our legislators are not going to act in order to protect women, the most powerful men in the world are going to get accustomed to, as long as they get behind the walls of Congress, they can do whatever the hell they please because they have taxpayer money to cover up their crimes and misdemeanors. Mm-hmm. And so when we, like I said, elevate this type of depravity by protecting it or ignoring it, or having two standards of behavior, one for Harvey Weinstein and one for Al Franken, then you haven't accomplished anything.
Mm-hmm.
You've basically just whitewashed the allegations again and shown that there are two sets of rules, mm-hmm. one for politicians and the rest for the serfs.
Well, and watch what they do. You know, they're quickly running to mandating anti-harassment training for senators and staff. Are you kidding? I mean, like, as if that's going to solve the problem. We're going to do it by, you know, you haven't even really dealt with the problem. This is all part of the cover-up, you know, as you say, Megan, to allow for this to continue. They'll just find a new way to, you know, in a subtle way, you know, to have it expressed, because that's, you know, humanity left to its own reasoning, that's what it will gravitate to, sadly.
Well, yeah, sadly, absolutely. Over 10 to 15 years, we have paid over $17 million of our taxpayer money to settle 260-plus cases of sexual harassment cases against seated congressmen who are still working. They are still representing the public. We don't know how many of these perverts are still in the halls of Congress,
mm-hmm.
but we will make them out. And so that's the problem. If we're going to, if we are going to take this head on, sexual harassment in the workplace, we need to start holding those accountable that are actually making these types of laws for everybody else.
Exactly. Well, and this is the hypocrisy that has continued in the Beltway, whether you talk about economy, you talk about insider trading, sexual harassment. It's just another one of the stories in the naked city that is yet to be told. It's starting to be told, but can we handle the truth, Megan?
Well, I think we could. The truth doesn't mean it's truth. And once we have the truth, then we can figure out the solution to rectify and give remedies to this problem. It's obviously a sickness. There's 260 cases.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that's interesting, just a real quick sidebar here, is the Democrats are putting up Joe Biden up as a serious contender for 2020. And I'm going, oh, gosh, with all his touchy-feely stuff going on, is that going to open up something yet? Maybe even yet to be reported. Thanks, Megan.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances?
finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Come and behold him. The King of Angels, oh, come, let us adore him.
Top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. I can tell you, over the years, as you know, listening to the show, from time to time, we revisit the JFK assassination. And certainly this year, when more and more documents are now being released, the trove of documents is still, there's still many yet hidden away. And what is being released is, there's lots of black ink.
pink, lots of redaction on it. But nonetheless, it remains a controversy because I think at the root cause, as you've heard me say many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there's lots of conspiracy running around, and we can thank our government and those that have hidden the information for exacerbating the problem. One issue in particular that I have kept in mind over the years when I was reading, and I think it might have started with the National Enquirer article, talking about the number of people who had investigated the JFK assassination and those journalists and people in the media who had gotten close and suspiciously died. But one name in particular stood out for me, and her name was Dorothy Kilgallen. Dorothy, you, for those of you who are contemporaries of ours, would remember her as a TV regular on What's My Line. And so her mysterious death has bothered me over the years repeatedly. So it's interesting now that we have with us Mark Shaw. Mark is a California attorney, a TV commentator, New York Times bestselling author and investigator, and he joins us today to talk about the death of Dorothy Kilgallen. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill.
Well, for those that Dorothy Kilgallen is just another name and it doesn't really mean a whole lot to them, remind them who Dorothy Kilgallen was.
Well, they'll just be like me because I didn't have any idea who she was, Bill. You know, I remember from What's My Line, you know, she was the star panelist on there. Remember they had the strange occupations of people, and they came on the show, and Dorothy and the other panelists tried to guess that occupation. 20 million people watched that show every Sunday night on CBS in the late 50s and 60s. So that's what I knew about Dorothy, and I wasn't even going to write this book until I interviewed some people who knew Melvin Belli, who was the famous San Francisco lawyer who represented Jack Ruby. And I knew Mr. Belli from practicing law with him in the 80s. When he died, I decided to write a biography of him. And while I was doing that, I learned of his representation of Jack Ruby. I was suspicious of some of the things that he did there. But when I was talking to a friend of Belli's in San Diego, the man said, well, you know, he knew Dorothy Kilgallen. And I said, well, what? He was on What's My Line. He said, no, Mark, you don't know anything about her. Not only was she on What's My Line, but she had a newspaper column syndicated to 200 newspapers across the country. She covered many of the most famous trials of the 20th century, including Dr. Sam Shepard, which became The Fugitive. She had a radio show every day listened to by a million people in New York City, and she was just this amazing woman. And you know, when she died, Mel said to me, listen, you know what happened? They've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. They've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. Well, you know, you're a man of the truth and a curious man. You can't let those things go. And I did write another book after that about Joe Kennedy called The Poison Patriarch. But then I just had to look into more of the life and times and the death of Dorothy Kilgallen. And that has become The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, the book you're talking about.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing about the truth and the things that will wake us up at 3 o'clock in the morning that just keep haunting us. And everything, so much, I say everything, so much revolving around the JFK assassination remains a mystery. But Dorothy Kilgallen is that reporter who knew too much, your book, and what an incredible lady and story. So the thing that amazes me, Mark, is that people knew that when Dorothy died under suspicious means, it was amazing how it just kind of went away.
Yeah, there was never any investigation, and people who read the book, it's become a bestseller. It's touched the emotions of people because they feel the same way that you do, that there were these suspicious circumstances, a staged death scene, and some real question marks about what happened to Dorothy. What we know is, Bill, that I believe it's the most compelling JFK assassination investigation in history. And why do I say that? Because people like me or any of the other people who have ever written about the JFK assassination, we weren't there. Mm-hmm. Well, Dorothy was. We have on the DorothyKilgallenStory.org, we have a videotape of her at a news conference of the Jack Ruby trial. She's the only reporter who ever interviewed Jack Ruby. She did it twice there. She exposed his Warren Commission testimony. before its release date, and people can look at all the columns she wrote. Even 7 days after JFK died, she was shouting that the Oswald alone theory made no sense. So she's such a credible source for what happened, and that's why I've been so pleased to bring her back to life in many ways, because she's been forgotten for so many years.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the past, and in my interviews with other experts, the name Carlos Marcello keeps cycling back in New Orleans, of course. And, of course, some of this came out in the movie that was quite celebrated and brought to question many things. And, of course, as valid as anything, because as we're saying, you know, in the absence of fact, you know, then, you know, the truth is compromised, and then we get into the realm of opinion. But nonetheless, interestingly, I find that Carlos Marcello, that name keeps coming back.
Well, and the reason it does, you know, the book is set up as a true crime murder mystery, because when Dorothy was the lone reporter shouting, you know, about the Oswald alone theory being crazy and everything else, she made some real enemies. Hoover, of course, hated her, and you know, she was writing a book for Random House about the JFK assassination at the time, and Dorothy was a real woman of integrity, a woman who searched for the truth, a woman who didn't make her conclusions and then make the facts fit to those. Instead, she found her facts and then made the conclusions from there. And what she found out from Ruby is interesting, and it's in the book. You know, whatever he told her, she didn't end up staying in Dallas and looking into LBJ being involved in the assassination. She didn't go to Washington, D.C. with the CIA or whatever. She went to New Orleans, and that's where Carlos Marcello was. He was the mafia don who Bobby Kennedy had stalked after they got in the White House, and he deported Marcello, and then he charged him with racketeering. Dorothy believed he had the greatest motive to have eliminated JFK so that Bobby Kennedy would be powerless. Mm-hmm. So she made one trip to New Orleans, and then she was about to make another, and as people will see in the interviews on that website I mentioned, the DorothyKilgallenStory.org, Bill, two of her closest friends, hairdressers, said Dorothy told them, look, if the wrong people knew what I know about the JFK assassination, it would cost me my life. I'm afraid for my life and my family. She bought a gun. Mm-hmm. She knew she was a target. And I think she knew she was a target because she was so close to the truth.
Did she tell anybody and reveal any of her findings whatsoever to give us some more indication in terms of what you know, what her investigation was leading to?
Well, what people can do, again, and I really, with again, like you, I want the truth out there, so I look for primary sources. And on that website, you'll see interviews with these hairdressers and people that knew Dorothy, including Joe Tannehill, the co-counsel for Jack Ruby. And what we can do is learn from them, because they were right there and knew Dorothy. And also, people can see this stream of columns in the book, but also on that website. And it really tells you what she was finding out. That Oswald alone made no sense to her. She was focusing on Jack Ruby. And I believe she had connected Ruby, Oswald, and Marcello. And that's what would have been in the book. And they couldn't let her write that book.
Mark Shaw is our guest. More from Mark after the break. Stay with us, America.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in
and the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words: we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car, and we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. That through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician. It seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping. And I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Mark Shaw, California attorney, TV commentator, New York Times bestselling author, and investigator, as we're talking about the reporter who knew too much, Dorothy Kilgallen. Mark, as you say, plenty of information there on the website that really gives you some indication and points arrows to the truth regarding the JFK. JFK assassination and what Dorothy Kilgallen was uncovering, and she knew that what she was uncovering was so revealing that she probably had already gotten some threats along the way, don't you think?
Yeah, I think she did, but you know, the New York Post called her the most powerful female voice in America. You have to think how big she was at the time, because people got their information from the newspaper, mm-hmm. and not the internet, not television at the time. So she was a gigantic figure, media icon at the time, and I think she thought she was invincible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was scared. She knew there was a target on her back, and she'd gotten some inclinations that there were those enemies out there that were really worried about this book that she was going to write. Many people have said she was a true patriot, and I think she was. She put her life at risk. Many people have said to me, boy, I wish we had reporters like Dorothy Kilgallen today. Mm-hmm. But as you know, the death was very suspicious, found in a bedroom she never slept in, wearing clothes she never wore to bed. False eyelashes, makeup, and a hairpiece she never wore to bed. They found an empty bottle of Seconal by her bed, sleeping pills, and the medical examiner just jumped to the conclusion that she died of an overdose of barbiturates and alcohol, even though there was no evidence whatsoever she had any problems with those things.
I was going to ask you, was there anything in her life that would have given you indication that she had this kind of problem? Yeah.
No, and you'll see Joe Tannehill, you'll listen to him say that he was, that's Ruby's co-counsel, was with her just a few weeks before she died. He was sharp. You know, her mind was sharp. She didn't drink. She didn't do anything. People can really see that in the last show, because that's the night before she died. They can go to the internet and they can see the last What's My Line show with Dorothy. And there she is. She's a spirited, you know, kind of like a prosecutor. She liked to try to find out the occupations, and she guesses the occupation of a woman who sells dynamite. And she was the top of her profession and in her whole life. So they just cut her down. The killers won, and she was kind of erased from the human race for five decades. I'm so pleased that I was able to bring her back, and people can learn about her and learn the respect they should have for a woman like this, a very inspiring woman.
Exactly. Mark, so amazing, just to demonstrate the power that these forces who took her out had. Here she dies in Manhattan, and they autopsy her in Brooklyn. You know, I mean, even in death, her story's being manipulated.
Yeah, and again, in the book, you'll see primary sources who talk about the medical examiner's office being mafia-controlled at the time. You know, they reached their tentacles into New York City, and somehow or another, we believe that, and I think the forensic evidence that I uncovered shows she was poisoned. Her drink, either at the hotel bar she was at before she went home or at her home, was spiked with barbiturates. In fact, the forensic evidence shows there were three really dangerous barbiturates in her system. And then the medical examiner just said she was she died of the drug overdose, and everybody for some reason just accepted that. I think they were scared. They felt if the people who killed JFK had killed Dorothy, they better keep their mouth shut.
And, of course, along with Dorothy Kilgallen, as I mentioned earlier, I referred to you that article that showed hundreds of people, Mark Shaw, who had gotten close to the JFK investigation, mysteriously died. And that's just out there in the ether, in the historical ether of our country, that is just hanging out there. Just lots of questions, no answers. And I guess there's only people like you and me that wake up in the middle of the night and think about these things.
Well, and you know, it's all about power. It's all about power, and it's all about being threatened with the truth. And I think anyone who reads the book, and they can get it into library or any of the bookstores, Amazon, wherever they want to, or borrow it, whatever they want to. But I hope they'll read Dorothy Kilgallen's account of the JFK assassination. And I think what they will figure out is, hey, wait a minute, this must have been the most compelling investigation in history, because they killed her.
Mm-hmm.
They
yes.
couldn't let her write that book, and so the proof is in the pudding there, to use a cliche.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Dorothy was on to something, and she told people she was going to crack the case wide open. She probably talked too much about it, and that cost her life.
Did you find any connection, as I mentioned, these other people, these other reporters? I can't remember the exact number, but it was, I believe, a couple of hundred anyway. Did you happen to run across any correlation of these other reporters who have mysteriously passed, reporters who came, who obviously were coming close and maybe found the wrong road in their discovery, like Dorothy Kilgallen, and were... you know, met with death?
Well, many of them, I think most of them, frankly, were witnesses to whatever happened in Dallas. There aren't a lot of journalists or authors that have lost their lives. But no, I didn't. Dorothy kept things to herself. She had everything in a file. I've been able to uncover the Jack Ruby trial transcripts, and mm-hmm. we see a photograph of Dorothy at that trial. And she's holding these papers in her hand, and that's what she did. She kept them in a file. You couldn't go down to Kinko's and make a copy at that time, so all there was a carbon. And unfortunately, that file disappeared when Dorothy died. I think it's still out there, and I'm going to keep trying to find it.
Mark, there's so much about Jack Ruby that still remains a mystery. What, if anything, were you able to draw out as you researched this death of Dorothy Kilgallen?
Well, there's a lot of theories about what happened, and I respect them all, but I think Dorothy figured it was a mob hit from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Kennedy, a witness who in the book who says that he basically forced JFK to appoint Bobby Kennedy attorney general. It was predictable that Bobby would go after those guys, the mafia, and especially Marcello. So then Marcello figures out, well, what can I do? If I kill Robert Kennedy, Jack Kennedy will come after us with everything the government has, but if I kill JFK, Bobby Kennedy will be powerless, and that's exactly what happened. But now you have a loose end, and that's Oswald. So you bring in Ruby, who's connected to Marcello in Dallas, and you have him shoot and kill Oswald. There's that loose end. You bring in then Melvin Belli, who's also affiliated with the mafia. He comes up with this ludicrous insanity defense for Ruby and won't let him testify, and so you button up that last loose end. So I think Ruby, Dorothy had figured all that out, and I think that's what she would have done with the hope that her book would have triggered a grand jury investigation. And the people who were threatened by that, the Hoovers and the Marcellos and the other people, they just couldn't let that happen.
But even, you know, to consider for a moment, here you've got the President of the United States surrounded by all, the FBI, CIA, these people that are, his guard watching him. How does the President of the United States get taken out by a mafia family?
Well, it's just hard to understand. You have to go back there. I assume you've been to Daily Plaza.
Yes,
and
I
look at that and you say to yourself, you know, was somebody just not thinking, or was this set up? Because, as you know, there's that little area where you just go around in kind of a little bit of a circle. I mean, it's a perfect mm-hmm. setup for an assassination,
exactly,
if there ever was one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you have to figure out, all right, how was that done? Well, Marcello had his hands in the Dallas Police Department. He had people who could have, you know, with the CIA, with the Secret Service, whatever. We don't know, but somebody set that up because, as you say, with all the protection you would think JFK would have had, they let him take that ride through Daily Plaza. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It was the perfect orchestration for an assassination, if you think about it, right,
absolutely,
Mark?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, absolutely incredible. Okay, Mark, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information and get their hands on your book. It'll be linked at our website, just so you know, at BillMartinezLive.com. The Reporter Who Knew Too Much website, and how they can get their hands on this book. This is fascinating.
Well, they can find out about it at TheReporterWhoKnewTooMuch.com, but the best place is the Dorothy Kilgallen story. .org. That's where all the primary source evidence is that I think gives the credibility to the book. MarkShawBooks is .com is my website. They can take a look, and the book is just out there everywhere. As I say, I'm so pleased it's become a bestseller, and we're so happy this week we've made a deal for it to be a television series based on Dorothy's life. So
that's awesome.
I'll keep fighting for Dorothy to get the justice she deserves, and I appreciate people like you giving me the chance to talk about it.
Well, Mark Shaw, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Want revenge?